Anyway, thank you so very, very much, Jan, and welcome everybody. Thank you for being here. Like the Irishman is reputed to have said, before I begin my talk, I have something to say. And that is, while we sit here relatively safe and secure in San Francisco, there are folks on the east coast of this country whose lives may be in danger, probably are in danger. And I personally would feel remiss if we did not take just a very brief moment to think about those folks and wish for their well-being. Thank you. Anyway, this is Communicating Health Information with Older Adults in Medical Practices. I am Bob Wallison. And before one other thing before I start. This has to do with variations in patient satisfaction ratings between age groups. So just as an informal poll, I would like to know what the age distribution is, and perhaps you would as well, in this room. So the age groups I talk about, first of all, 0 to 17, but there's nobody like that here. 18 to 34, let's see 18 to 34, thank you. 35 to 49, thank you. And of course, this is completely voluntary. You don't have to participate. 50 to 64s. Bless you, 50 to 64s, and 65 pluses. Yes! Yes, 65 plus. Excellent. Well, thank you. All right, so here is my disclosure. I am employed by Prescaney Associates, Inc., have been for the last 10 years or so. And I want to talk about older adults in primary care. And I think we all know in this room that that established primary care doctor-patient relationships are important. They're encouraged under health reform. They are important in their own right. People who have doctors that they can communicate with, you know, understand, empathize with, or receive empathic communications from. Tend to feel better about themselves. They take better care of themselves. They follow orders, if you will, to a greater extent than those who don't have good relationships. The communication is said to be the heart of the doctor-patient relationship. In addition, there are some financial gains to be made from having good doctor-patient communication, in that folks who have them tend to use emergency rooms less frequently. They tend to be more adherent and don't have to go to the hospital as often. So there's some financial gains as well. the next sentence is just a reiteration of what I just said. High-quality health communication between providers and older adults is associated with those positive outcomes. Combine that with the fact that older adults visit their physicians more frequently than younger folks. And just as a personal experience, I think I have had 4 or 5 medical visits this year, 2012, the year of my 70th birthday. And I think, the previous 5 years, I may have had 5 visits, and they were mostly checkups. So things do, you know, add up. And as we get older, we tend to make more use of medical care. So it's important to assess how older adults rate their communication from their physicians and perhaps to address some deficiencies. So I'm going to talk about a survey. It's the Prescaney Medical Practice Survey, and this has been in existence for, maybe 20 years or so. In its current iteration, it has several sections where people rate something about their care. And the survey sections have to do with the access and moving through the visit and how the nurses were and the care provider, which I'm going to talk about, and then some personal issues and then a couple of overall questions. We distribute these to our clients' patients. In other words, we contract with clients, medical practices, hospitals, whatever, to do surveys of their patients, and then we distribute these. From there on, it's kind of a turnkey. We distribute. They send us lists. We send them. We send their patients samples, random samples. We have approximately 25% response rate to a mailed survey in 2 waves. People take the, you can't see it from here, but people take this survey on a 5-point scale, very poor, poor, fair, good, very good, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We convert those responses to 100 points for reporting because everybody kind of knows what a 100-point scale is. So a very poor becomes a 0 and a poor becomes a 25 and 50, 75, 100. Okay. We roll up scores by respondent, question by question, and then we get section scores and then we get overall scores. So that's how we do that, and if anybody's interested, I can talk more about how we do that later. What I did was to look at our survey and find those care provider items that seemed to have to do with communication. Not all of them did, but these did. And I divided them into instrumental communication, transmitting something, talking about something, information about meds, information about follow-up, talking using words you could understand, and affective communication, embracing, if you will, embracing the patient, the friendliness and courtesy, the concern shown, care provider's efforts to include in decision. This is patient-centered care. The amount of time the care provider spent with you. Now, I want to play a little game with you. I am going to show you item-by-item responses among these 7 items, and I want you to tell me which one did the best, these 7 items, and which one did the worst. All right, so everybody make your choices now. No cheating here. Everybody make your choices. Which do you think the patients rated highest, satisfaction, which lowest? And you can maybe think of your own interactions with your own physicians to get you somewhere along the way. But that's those are the questions. I used a year's worth of data restricted to primary care specialties. We had 3 million surveys out in that year. I winnowed it down to a little over 1 million. We had 603 medical practices. The nice thing about my data sets is that they're very large. And they typically represent a good deal of the country. That's what I did. And here's the answer. Transmit and embrace by age group. You see the scale doesn't start at 0, it starts at 84. Most of the ratings are pretty positive. I mean, people like to say nice things about their medical care. It's hard to get somebody really complaining. Some people think, well, only angry patients respond to patient satisfaction surveys. It ain't the case, folks. It's simply not true. Time and time again, we see many, many positive comments, some negative as well, but many, many positive comments. And so these are scores by age group, transmit and embrace, blah, blah, blah. And as you can see, they sort of stair-step up to the age group of 65 to 79, and then they decrease a little bit at 80+. And we can talk about why that might be so. But let me show you now here's where your private guesses come into play. I can't really give you an average score, but you can see from the graphs. Information ray meds, a stair step up and then down by age. Instructions about follow up, stair step up and then down. Using understandable words, stair step up and then down. And now I'm going to go on to the embrace items. How many thought it was an embrace item that may have been failing? No embrace. Yes, embrace. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, here we go. The embrace items, friendliness, courtesy, stair step up and then down. Note the pattern is the same. It's kind of like a California mountain with its own peaks and valleys that has been transported either higher or lower. So, but the pattern is very much the same. It is the amount of time that the physician spent with you that was most, or at least positive. Let me just say that. That was the least positively rated across all age groups. And again, you see the same stair step, pattern from younger to older. So, I suppose there are some implications here. We always want to make medical care as good as we can. We always want to address deficiencies. We have to recognize that we seem to be doing, from these patients, we seem to be doing pretty well, but of course there's always room for improvement. Let me read this from Levine and Shore. A substantial majority of patients think that health-related communications are important, and they share the view that quality is reflected by clinicians who explain patients' medical conditions. They give patients complete and accurate information, and they explain procedures right before or while they are being performed and effectively respond to questions and concerns. And I certainly hope your own providers are like that, and I keep trying to persuade my provider to be more like that. Thank you very much.